VoIP 1088 コール Toys Now Time for SDF Open VoIP Please Dial 1088 to Join the Conversation。ハロー&ウェルカム。It is now time for SDF Open VoIP. Please dial 1088 to join the conversation.
Welcome to the SDF conferencing system.
You are currently the only person in this conference. Open VoIP 1088. There is currently one other participant in the conference.
It's Tomasino. Anyone else on? Nope. All right, I'm going to talk.And I'm going to hope that J-Bug or Snowdusk or Cat is still lingering and they want to jump on and join me. I'm going to hang out here for a couple minutes and see if we can get something going. Christina, happy anniversary. Go have fun. Get thee away from a computer. Go spend some time. All right. What's going on?
オープンボイプ1088。
Gotta find your aux cable. Lost it in the move back to school?
オープンボイプ1088。 Open VoIP 1088.
There is currently one other participant in the conference.
Hello? Okay, cool. My thing's working. Apparently I talk a lot slower than I think that I do. When I listen back to this, I hear myself a lot slower, but I also slow down a bit whenever I start hearing myself talking. And so I have to mute this. Holy crap. I kind of don't want to mute it because I want to hear if it's blah, 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 blah. Hello and welcome to SDF Open Mic. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, dear. I need to be a bit quieter, I think. I don't know. I need to pee. You need to do so many things. For some odd reason, I think it's X-Lite, but for some odd reason, my sound is just quiet enough, it'll pass through to my headphones. And I don't know why, so sometimes I'll click and I'll hear it through my headphones, or I'll say pop, and I'll hear it. I think it's X-Lite though, I think it's X-Lite trying to figure out what to do with the sound and route it through. Hearing yourself gets you to slow down, but it can also confuse you. I don't know. For me, it's not so much hearing yourself, it's hearing yourself with a delay. So if you start to hear yourself just with yourself sitting there and, after 2 seconds, you start to hear what you said before. It gets to be a bit much. Which, it can be done, but generally you have to slow down. You can't talk at full speed whenever that's the case. And like, again, like, I hear myself sometimes and I talk so much slower. Apparently, how it sounds to me is like so much slower than it sounds when I'm talking. And I don't know why. But it may be just because I'm slowing down. I don't know. Anyway. I need to see how loud I am. I'm not loud at all. Okay. I'm basically whispering. I just can't, like, yell like I can in my own house, which sucks. Nothing I wanted to do but just scream. I don't think I'm a slow talker. I don't know.
Open VoIP 1088.
Part of me wants to cook. Part of me is not. I mean, I'm sure nothing bad will happen, but I do live right next to my RA, so I don't exactly want a noise complaint from the person who submits them. Plus, you know, I'm just not that mean-spirited. I mean, I am, but... I'm not mean-spirited when it will be inconvenient for myself. I have no idea. I wouldn't think so, but that's just because not a lot of computer people come to Millsaps. I just look staring at my microwave, hoping it'll make ramen itself. I don't know, I could boil eggs. Wait, I bought microwavable little cheeseburgers. That would satisfy my craving for, like, beef. I want a meatloaf. I want, like, the texture of meatloaf in my mouth. I want to have the feeling of chewing my meatloaf. Millsaps is a liberal arts college, and the thing about it is just, like, we don't have computer science. We have two computer science classes, but we don't have a major or minor in it. Last year, because I'm the president and founder of the computer club, we ran an initiative to a petition to get computer science back at Millsaps. We got quite a lot of signatures, and I actually met with the dean that's, I think, in charge of education or something like that. And we talked, and we had, like, a really great talk about it, and it was fun and everything else. We looked at data. We did this, that, and the other. It's just a thing of, I think they're going to end up getting it back, but it's not going to be soon. And, you know, and a big part of it is that teachers who, any most people in computer science paid kind of an absurd amount, even fresh out of college, and it's just difficult to find good teachers. And the teachers that we have, I mean, we have one qualified computer science teacher, and he teaches the two computer science classes, but he can't, you know, teach everything in the department. And the computer science teachers that we had before, they've, you know, I mean, they're old, they've retired, or they've moved on somewhere else. And, yeah, it kind of stinks. But I hope, though, that our initiative will still kind of show us middle size, like, hey, this is something that's important. This is something that people want. I mean, 10% of the student body, like 14% of the student body signed it. So, and we ran it for a week. So, you know, that's a thing as well. My major is creative writing. It is not my first choice. And it basically, it's just an English degree. It's just not an English literature degree. I will have a major in creative writing and a minor in English literature by the time that I leave Millsaps College. What I am going to try and do, though, is next semester in April, I am planning on trying to go to Japan to Akita International University as an exchange student for 2 semesters to do a bunch of computer science stuff and whatever. And the cool thing about Millsaps is that they will allow, well, my first choice is computer science, that they will allow me to design my own major. And if we can get it so that we can find ways for the classes to count and make sense, we can find an advisor who will be willing to work with me, I could actually design my major around computer science and English, around humanities and computer science. So humanities, you know, humanities and computing, or something about the digital world, whatever. I mean, it's just, I mean, it also helps, like, hey, I'm the president of the Society for the Advancement of Electronic Culture and the Millsaps Computer Club. Sakes, more like a nerd club, and computer club is computer club. But, you know, because I'm an officer in both of them, I was the vice president last year, and I founded the computer club last year because I'm in both of them and have been in both of them. They're kind of
open boy sister club, but
there's less people in the computer club, and that's just because, you know, in last year, and the student activities fair is in August, so we didn't get the marketing. Yeah, like, it seems like a great idea, and I'm really excited about it, and I really hope that it, like, I actually do end up getting to go to Japan and everything. I hope that everything gets sorted out the way it is, and I think that it will. I think that it will probably be a lot easier than just in my head. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I've got to get a visa and do this, that, and the other, and, like, you know, in my head, I visualize it as action, when in reality, it's basically just paperwork. Which, you know, in itself is an action, but or filling out paperwork is an action, but still, you know, it's just a thing that, like, makes me nervous, and but that's probably a good thing, because it means I will have the initiative to get crap done and not, you know, sit and wait. But yeah, it's like getting out of bed in the morning. You know that all it is just stepping out of bed, but in your head, it's like, it's so much more. There's no just getting out of bed in your head. No, it's you have to inside of the corporate office of your brain, you have to sign some documents. You have to help save George Washington from the British naval fleet, and you gotta sort things through. I do need to add more creative writing in my GoForHole, and I probably will. Just as I take more creative writing classes, I'll definitely be adding stuff. I have quite a few stories in poems.
Hello and welcome. It is now time for SDF Open VoIP. Please dial 1088 to join the conversation.
I think all of them while I was here at Millsaps. So, most of the last year, actually, other than, let me look at my gopher. I love typing GJBug29. There it is. Use my gopher shortcut tool. Let's see. Exiodon Alive, I wrote the spring semester of my freshman year. Exiodon was actually published in The Writing Disorder. Poetry, which I was kind of disappointed after I realized I submitted it, and, like, oh, it's a digital magazine. It's not. They don't print it. But whatever. It's still nice. Bubbles I wrote 2 semesters ago. Wandering for Love I wrote. Wandering from Love, Rules in the Western, in my creative writing and poetry class. I like that I've already taken like 3,000 level courses, but I still have to go back and take intro to creative writing. So that's going to be fun. I don't like intro classes because there's always a bunch of people in them. I mean, it's not like a bunch in college terms. It's a bunch in college terms. It's like, you know, 300, 400 people, but there's going to be like 20 people, and 20 people to me is just like, oh, that's so many. Two people is too many people, and that's including myself. I don't like being in a room with someone. I'm still in like summer mode where I get to be alone in my house, sleep for 3 months, and nobody ever bothers me, and except whenever they do. And like all human interaction is like completely controlled by me. Yeah, I mean, like, college gets even better over time. I mean, it's a give take kind of thing. The longer you're there, on one side, you know, the more focused you get, you start to realize, oh shit, I'm about to graduate in like 15 minutes, and you got to get a bit more serious and whatever. And you know, but you also start to realize, oh, hey, maybe this college is not exactly as great as they appeared to be on the outside, or maybe they're not as great as they once were while you're there. And in a way, I mean, I guess you wouldn't see that really if your administration was far less transparent. But in a way, I like the administration being transparent. I don't like the idea of a bunch of men in black suits in a room that never have anything to do with the students. I love colleges that really, really are student-centered and student-based. And that's nice, you know. But in a way, it's like it gets better, but also gets worse in some aspects. It's like it goes back and forth, and it's but, you know, I mean, it's still a thing that I enjoy. It's still a thing that I kind of hate. It's going to be over in 2 years. Part of me loves, like, oh, shit, I'm going to be done. And part of me is like, oh, shit, I'm going to be done. And then, like, you know, it's a thing of, like,
open boy, you know, 1088.
People keep asking me, well, you know, what are you majoring in? I'm like, I don't know. They haven't told me yet. What job can you get with creative writing? I don't know. A writer? Actually, I should just start saying that'd be smart. What job can you get with creative writing? I can be a writer. Yeah, that's true. And I mean, like, it's people, it's interactions, it's getting out and seeing the world and just really broadening your horizons. And I mean, it's a great thing. And a thing I love about Millsaps is that, you know, it's a tight community and there is so much opportunity for really, really getting out there and meeting people and doing things. Whereas, you know, you go to some schools and you can easily just fade into the background, sit in your room and do nothing for 4 years. And I guess you could do that here, but you just don't pick that spirit up here, I don't think. I think that, you know, and this is coming from someone that's not exactly I lost my train of thought. Well, whatever. Let me think. What was I saying? No, I heard like my notification sound and then I just cut off. But thank you, Snowdust, for shouting me out. That was sweet. And also thank you for your show. I do need food. Someday I'll eat food. Someday. I mean, probably today, but someday. My mom got me an egg maker, and I know it's not a chicken. It's Perfect Egg Maker by Copper Chef, as seen on TV. I don't even watch TV. I've never seen that thing before in my life, but like I saw it in Walmart. I was like, ooh, I could make eggs without a stove. Or I could boil eggs without a stove and without doing a bunch of crap in the microwave. Because if you go to boil eggs in the microwave, like what you're supposed to do, you're supposed to like use a needle and poke a hole in the bottom and put it in this much water and microwave it for this long. And I'm like, I don't want to do all that crap. Hello, Nagel BH of Iceland. Yeah, I do need food because I keep reading your username is Bagel. And the Bagel would be so good. Like, McDonald's has brought back their bagels. And it's kind of different from, I'm in college. No, it's McDonald's has brought back their bagels, and their bagels are important to me. And they're wonderful. And if you have not had McDonald's bagels, you should go eat them. Really? I don't know. I guess that's basically how that would work, because that's just steam, and like basically this thing just steams the eggs for however long. But the cool thing is you can make, I think it said up to 14 at once or something. I don't know why you would want to cook 14 eggs at once, but if you did... You have the Perfect Egg Maker by Copper Chef, as seen on TV. There's no way to say as seen on TV. Like, because you don't hear as seen on TV. You see it on TV, but then you read as seen on TV. There's no, like, announcer voice for as seen on TV. Someday. I mean, like, I don't have a problem pointing my microphone towards my microwave and, like, going over there and eating food and just keeping talking. But, like, I don't want somebody to come on and then I'm just talking over them. I mean, yes. But also, there's this thing called health. I think the main thing bacon does is just cover it in so much grease. Okay, I'll microwave things. I'll resolve. Oh, shit. Oh, no. A girl got her bags mixed up earlier and took my paper towels. And, like, I was hoping to get them back later, but I have not received them. I have no paper towels, son of a bitch. Oh, well. I'll just use actual paper.
Open VoIP 1088. Hello&welcome. It is now time for SDF Open VoIP. Please dial 1088 to join the conversation. Open VoIP 1088. Open VoIP 1088. Open VoIP 1088.
Bob, 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 B